Hi, folks. Well, I'm back again, the old Jarhead, and I'm here to help you have the best career that you can have and to be the ultimate person for your professional success. So today you see the title, Help, I'm Stuck in a Bad Career. Well, let me tell you what got me going on this one here. There's this fella named Bertrand Russell. Now, he was like a mathematician and a philosopher from the early 1900s. And I found a quote of his that made me think about how it might apply to your career. So here's the quote. He says, quote, "The great majority of men and women in ordinary times pass through life without ever contemplating or criticizing as a whole either their own conditions or those of the world at large." All right, so doesn't matter who this guy Russell was. You know, he's talking about lives in general, not specific careers like we are. But I think you could make this down to the career level. Let's just change that around. And this is what I think, okay? I think that the great majority of men and women pass through life without ever contemplating or criticizing as a whole their career. They find themselves born into a certain place in their education and in their jobs, and they accept what that brings forth to them. Wow. Okay, I think that's true. I think many people start down a career path, and even if they don't feel satisfied by it, they continue down that path, slowly becoming more and more bitter at their professional lives, which doesn't help their performance, right? Why do so many people do this? Well, here's a couple of reasons from the old Jarhead here. First is the influence of people like parents, teachers, and even peers. They can steer you down a path and that they, and maybe even you, feel is right for you. So you start going down that path. Think of like the family bakery or plumbing business that your parents want you to take over. So another one is your education. Many people who go to college or enter into the trades do so at a young age, mostly right after high school. I would argue that this is a source of a lot of career problems. At that age, do you really know what you want to do every working day for the rest of your life? Some may, but I think a lot of people don't. So you study something you think will be interesting based on your 18-year-old view of life and that profession, and later you find out you're not really satisfied in that at all. So why do people continue? Now, that's why people get into this path. Why do they continue going down this unsatisfying path? I think there's two reasons. First is that you've sunk a lot of time and money into entering that field of work, whether that be in a dentist or an electrician. You don't want to lose that investment. That's what's called a sunk cost, and sunk cost should never be used to make future decisions, okay? Second is the fear of change. Some people would rather continue in their miserable, unsatisfying professional lives rather than risk making a change. So if this situation fits you, if you're in this unsatisfactory career, regardless of how you got there, here's some advice from the old Jarhead. First, don't make decisions about your future based on your sunk cost. That's time and money that's gone. You're never going to get that back. Okay, think about the future. You need to include the cost of changing careers, okay, and make your decision to stay in a particular career, not based on what you already put into that career, but what the future options bring you. Second, try to put aside your fear of change. It can be debilitating. You have to wrestle with that fear. You have to make it subservient to your future happiness. If you really know that you would be happier doing some other thing, some other form of work, then okay, today, start looking, start making that leap. I don't think you'll regret it. Okay, that's it for now. Thanks for listening to the old Jarhead. Give this great career advice. It's guaranteed to help. And if you're not happy with your current career but aren't sure where to go from here, check out my book, Find a Job That Fits Your Life. It's perfect for this situation. I promise. Okay, bye.